That good quarter was not on for that. Okay. Today is Daf Mem Gimel, where our Mem Beis and Mem Beis. We're right. Which one? Amar Rava, like 5 lines to the bottom?
Yeah.
Okay, so Amar Rava. So more questions regarding Tumah and in Tumas Magla, the Beis HaStara, from the hidden places. Things that aren't out, that aren't exposed or revealed. So Amar Rava, Sheretz Bikumto. You have a Sheretz stuck in your folds, basically. Kumto Rashi says, Kagon Vein Natsilav. Or sha'ar kimatim, kumot is a fold. In between the folds, in fact, basically saying like in the armpit. You're walking around like this, you have a sheretz in your armpit, it's not exposed, it's not revealed. So, okay, if sheretz become to, it's tahor. The sheretz is, you are tahor, but nevela become to, but if you have nevela there in your armpit, you're tameh. What's the difference? Sheretz become to tahor, why? Because sheretz be negiyahu de metameh. A sheretz is only metameh by negiyah, by touching. Right? And ubeis hastarim lav bar magahu. And something that's not revealed is not considered tumas maga. It has to be exposed. So if it's underneath, it's not exposed, it's not tumas maga. But nevela, why is there a nevela tame? Vedela vekumto tame, why? Nihi de magalo matame, nachanami. There's no tumas maga here, about masa miya mitame. But by tumas masa, of carrying it or moving it, that still exists by nevela. It doesn't exist by a sheretz, it exists by nevela. So nevertheless, you are metame b'masa with the sheretz underneath the folds. Now, Gemara gives another halacha. Sheretz b'kumto. You have a sheretz that is in the armpit, I guess. V'hichniso la'avir hatanor. And then you walk in to this massive, I guess, you walk into this massive oven, which is made out of cheres. So again, so made out of cheres, the only time it's tame, if the sheretz goes into the sheretz, if the only time the tanors have become tame is if the sheretz goes into the avir, it goes into the avir of the klicheres. So what happens here? So the Gemara says tame. The klicheres is tame. Gemara says, well, pshita, you have a sheretz in the kli tame. So Gemara says, no, ma'u the tema. The pasuk says, asher yipol mehem el tocho. It has to be inside the klicheres. Amar Rachmanah, so be tocho below toch tocho, and it cannot be toch tocho. I mean, it can't be something else within something else. It can't be within, and here it's within, like it's the armpit, so to speak. So kamash malan. Kamash Malan what? So Kamash Malan could be either that even Tok Toko is Matame, or Kamash Malan that this is not Tok Toko. Rashi says, Kamash Malan, the high lab Tok Tokohu. This is not considered Tok Toko. So it's not considered revealed to be Matame Yibimaga, but it's revealed enough to not be considered Tok Toko, according to Rashi. Okay. Now, Gemara's going to bring a couple more halachas regarding the folds, and we're going to use the armpit of the Gabe Tuma. So the halacha is that a tahor person, right, a tahor person has a stick in his hand, holding a stick in his hand, for example. So a tahor person holding a stick in his hand, and he moves a zav, he pushes a zav with the stick, makes the zav move. Even if the tahor person didn't touch the zav, he's tummy. The tahor person goes tummy. Same too the other way around. If a zav is holding onto the stick in his hand, and he pushes a tahor person, right, even if he doesn't touch the tahor person by in the guf, nevertheless, if he forced him to move, he's tame. He causes the tar person to become tame. So the Gemara is now going to bring a different case, a case where there's a difference between whether or not the mesis, the guy holding the stick and pushing, whether the mesis is the zav or the mesis is the tar person. So Amar Reish Lakish, Kaneh Bekumto. So the guy's walking around, he's got a stick in his armpit, sort of like this. He's walking around, the stick sticking out, and he's going to, now what happens with it? So Kumto Shal Zav. The zav is walking around with a stick in his armpit. The hisit bo es hatar, and he maneuvers his body, so he pushes the tahor with the stick. So we say in this case tahor, he's tahor. The difference now between your hand and the armpit here. In this case, you say he's tahor. But the other way around, kane b'kumto shel tahor. If the kane is in the armpit of the tahor, and the hisit bo es hazav, and he moves the zav via that stick, tame. The tahor person becomes tame. What's the difference? My taima, the amakra. The pasuk says, the chol is by the zav. The chol asher yiga bo hazav v'yadav lo shatav b'mayim v'tameh ala erev. The pasuk says that anything that the zav touches with his hands becomes tameh. So what's going on here? Okay, we're touching with a stick. So we can't say that this pasuk, Rashi explains all this. We can't say that this pasuk is talking about the tumah of the zav touching something, because we already have a pasuk v'anogei v'vasar hazav. If you already get touched by the zav. So what's it coming to teach us? Zehu hisito shel zav. This pasuk comes to talk about the tumas mas of hasata, of moving, right? The tumas hesed of the zav. Shelo masinu lo Tumah b'chol Torah kula. We don't find anywhere else that if the Zav, if the Tameh touches the Tahor with, you know, with something, that the Tahor becomes Tameh. Usually it's always when the Tahor touches something, not the Tameh touching you. Right? Shalom atzinu lo Tumah b'chol Torah kula. But apke rachmana. So in this case, where the Torah does says it, say the Torah says it b'lashon negia. It says b'lashon b'chol sheyigav lo hazav v'yadav. Right? It says b'lashon negia and yadav right afterwards. So basically, it's teaching about tuas heses, but using a lashon of touching with your hands. So l'meimra the heses and negia ki yadav. That the tumah of heses and negia is like the tumah of the yadav. Ma hasam mi avrai. The only time yadav means you touch with your hand. So to here, it has to be with the hand, and that's where here, the Zav is pushing his maces you with the stick, even though it's through his armpit, not his hand, you are not going to become Tamei. So Rashi explains the whole thing better. Let's read Rashi. Rashi says, my timer, Rashi says, first short line, my timer Tahor Hanises, that is moved, but Kanesh HaKumto Shal Zav Tahor Y, Tiksiv, the Pasuk says, V'chol Shei Yigabo HaZav V'gom Evrahai Kray Lav L'Magi Itzrich. The Pasuk is not for just touching. Taksiv anogi basar zav. It already says when anogi basar zav. Ella zehi sito shel zav. This is talking about Tumas heses of a zav. Bikan lamanu zav shehisit as a tar tamei. Shalom atzinu because we don't find anywhere else b'chol Torah Tumah hamsata tahara. Tumah hamsata tahara shetitma. That if a tahar person gets moved, when it gets pushed, he's not touched. You don't have this concept anywhere else in the Torah. Ella imkein nasa tahara satami. You only find if the tahar person carries the tamei person or moves the tahar person. The tummy person. It says biyadav. It has to be exposed. Not if it's used, not if the pushing took place from the stick, which is not exposed. So but lo shatav b'mayim. Right. That's the interesting of Eretz Rashi. The end of the pasuk that the quote is the pasuk was the chalos sheyiga bo hazav biyadav lo shatav b'mayim. So the whole Gemara is focused on the part of yiga bo hazav biyadav. What's lo shatav b'mayim? Rashi says, Milsa Frisihi Lemelif Lentila Sidayan Lachila Mehacha. To learn out the concept of Lentila Sidayan, which seems to indicate that Rashi's holding that Lentila Sidayan is the Araisa. Which, if you look over here, the Gideon Shas right away points out that you learn everywhere else, Lentila Sidayan is probably the Rabbanan, Sarach Truma, and the Gzeira, that the low plug with the Kohanim eating Truma, so the Kohanim eating every bread should have to wash, and the Yisrael also has to handle Truma with Hara, so you do it low. But Rashi's here seems to indicate that Ntilas Yadayim is the Araisa. Okay. The Mishnah said that the Zav and the Balker, as opposed to the Nida and the Zavo, who are Metame, Tifa, Ibra, Kachardal, the Zav and the Balkeri are not Metamim, Asha Tetzik, Tum, Usan, the Chutz. Right, no, so talking about a different part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that by the woman, as long, even if she has it, it moves on the inside, right, in the Rechem, in the base Achit zone, that make enough to make her Tameh. By the man, by the Zav and the Balkeri, he doesn't become Tommy until the tumor actually, till the fluid actually exits his body. The Gemara says, where do we know that? From Zav, how do we know the Zav is not Metama until the Zav comes outside? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, by the tumor Zav, Ki Yezav Mibsaro, Zavo Tamehu. So Zav Mibsaro is Acha Yetzi Zavo Mibsaro, until the Zav exits his flesh. And Valkari, the Ksiv, it says by the Valkari, V'ish Ki Seitze Mimeno Shichlo Zera. So the Lashon says, right, I should keep Tetzeh until it comes out. It has to come all the way out until he becomes, up to that point, he becomes Tameh. So, interesting case. The Mishnah said, Hayaoka b'truma, the man is eating truma, the hirgish, and he feels that some keri or shifasera is coming out. So what should he should do? He should hold on to his aver to hold it in, and finish the truma, and then let it out. So this way he does not metame the truma. So the Gemara asks, Oches. And remember the Gemara and Yugim we're talking about. Oh, how can he hold on to his Aver? Ratanya, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Levin says, Kol ha'ochas ba'amu mashtin, whoever holds on to his Aver while he urinates, Kol ha'ochas if he's not urinating, but if he holds on to his Aver while he's urinating, ki'ilu mevi ma'abal olam. That's like he's bringing devastation to the world. Because what happens is that he's mechameim the Aver, and he's going to come to Balkari, and that's the chet of the Dora Mabel. So how can he say that he can hold on to his Aver and then swallow truma? Before we begin, Tosos Sarash asks a very interesting question. He says, "Pirchas utmu b'enai." It's on the side by Tosos Sarash. He goes, "This question of the Gemara bewilders me, right?" Kaven dechsid b'kra. The pasuk says, "Mishmeres trumasi." You have a pasuk of the Oraisa that you have to make sure that your truma does not become tamei. Kitzivah kasev lishmor osos lo titma. You make sure that the truma can't become tamei. V'chi b'shvil chachamim. Now you have a din derabanan, or this, it's not even a din, it's like a curse, so to speak. This chachamim she'amru ki'ilu maybe ma'abul olam lo yimnam l'tamas v'truma. So for that reason, I'm going to now, you have me this, is that I should be metame the truma and not be ochis. So I'm going to have this derabanan, this hypothetical, hashkafic idea is going to cause me to, and because of that, I'm going to be metame truma. What's the happen me then? So Tosfos leaves. Tosfos says with Tzarachian. Who is it with Tzarachian? So if you look in my Gemara, it has the Chesek Shlomo Tosfos Rosh. He gives two answers. Answer number two, which I'll say first. Answer number two is Shlomo is the Shevi Al Tasa Adif. That not in the Chanami. You're right, but the Chachamim have the power to be Ma'akar Dvar Torah of the Shevi Al Tasa. Just don't do anything. Same thing by Lulav on Shabbos, by Shofar on Shabbos. You have a worry about Shem. Chachamim can make a Gezerah with Shevi Al Tasa. That's answer number two. Answer number one, the Chesek Shlomo. Is ulefim asher kasev beis Yosef Eben Ezer v'reis Simon Chav Gimel b'shem Zohar Kodesh. If you see what the Beis Yosef writes in the name of the Zohar Kodesh, and also the Shulchan Aruch says there, the Avon Zeh of Imotzi Shichol Zera is chomer mikol averus b'Torah than the Yashiv Zeh. He says if according to that Zohar, then you understand that that's the worst possible avera. Then it, I guess it trumps. So I don't know is what the Chesek Shlomo was saying that the Zohar is saying that. Yeah, you say that's also a Doraisa. It's a horrible thing, and it's the worst possible thing. So that trumps keeping the Truma colors. The Rush doesn't say that. Interesting. I don't know. Does he not hold the Zohar? There are people that don't, I guess, but what? Right, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't, and
but then
it's
the
word. But Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it. Shulchan Aruch, no. Okay. So the Gemara says, so that was the question. The question we're asked, so how can you do that? You may be Mabul Olam. So Amar Abaye says, you're doing this hard, you're using this rough, this coarse cloth, Shmata. So that's not going to cause any Kishui. So Rava Amar, Afilu Tema B'mat Lasraka. You can even do it with a softer cloth that will bring Kishui. Because Kavan the Akar, it doesn't make a difference anymore. You're just holding it in till you finish, but it already left its place. There's no extra chimum going to happen now. You already had the feeling. Maybe by putting the cloth on, you'll warm again more, and more will come out. So Rabbi Lasufi lo chayish. Rabbi's not concerned that extra more zera is going to come out. Ay, Vatanya, how can you say that? How can Rabbi say that? Vatanya lemazet dome. About the Isser, about touching the Eber, Lamaza Doma, what's that considered similar to? The Nosein Etzva Ba'ayim, we saw this more again on the Gimel, it's like someone pokes you in the eye, she calls Mancha Etzva Ba'ayim Midamas. The more tears are going to come out, the longer the fingers in the eye. Because Zeretsu Midamas, it comes out again and again and again. So Rava says, no, wait. Kol Achmume Behadar Achmume Beshaiti Lo Shriach. It's too close in time to have it come out again. You already had the feeling. Nothing's going to happen now. You have, in order to come out again, you have to wait a little longer. It's not, I guess, in the nature, it's not going to come out a second time. So he's not worried at this moment. Because you felt it right now, just hold on, keep it in, finish the truma, and then you'll let it out, and you'll become tamei. Okay. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, now we're going to have three ways of learning Shmuel. Amar Shmuel. Kol shichva zeresh en gufo margishva. Anytime you have shichva zera that comes out of you, but you don't feel it in your guf, your body doesn't feel that it's coming out, ain't a matama. That's not considered shichva zera, and therefore there won't be tame. My taima, what's the reason that you have to have this sensation throughout the guf? Because it says hargasha, also gabe the men. My taima, because the pasuk says v'ish ki seitz yemenu shichva zera, right? Amar Rachmana, the right says shichva zera. It's called biruuya lahazria. It has to be the type of semen that it has the possibility of impregnating. It's Rui Lihazriya. Right? And I guess if there's no Hargasha, the understanding is that that's not considered Shechel Zera, that's Rui Lihazriya. So Meisvei, they ask a question of Shmuel, wait a second, I'll bring you a case where there's no Hargasha, you say Tameh. How? Haya Mahara Belaila, so he has a dream. He has a dream at night that he was having bia. He has a dream at night that he had bia, right? The Amar Umatzah B'saro Chacham. And he wakes up and he finds that his Aver is warmer, more warm than regular. So the idea is, we say he's tame. Even if he didn't find any carry nearby, we're assuming that it got lost or something like that. But he must have had carry because he had the dream. Plus, his aver was warmer than usual. We assume that he has carry. But he didn't feel anything. So how are you telling me? So the answer is Targumah Rahuna b'mishamash mitasa b'chalama. Basically, what happened was that he was having relations in his dream, and therefore the efshal shamash b'lo hargasha. So he must have had a hargasha at night. He just was sleeping, but the body had a hargasha. I don't know what that means. If he didn't have hargasha, he didn't have hargasha. So I don't know. But it says here that that's considered a hargasha because during the dream he must have had the hargasha, or maybe I'm not saying if he must have had a hargasha or during the dream he had a hargasha. Whatever it is, that's considered enough to be considered Haragasha, and therefore he is considered to be Tamei. Lish Nachmin, another way of learning Shmuel. Amr Shmuel, Kol Shichon Zera She'inu Yorik Hechitz. Any Shichon Zera that does not shoot out of the body like an arrow, doesn't come out with full force, Eina Matama. That's not considered Zera, that's Matame. So Ma'ika Ben Ha'ilishna Ha'ilishna. So what's the difference between the first Lashon that says it has to be enough to be Mazriya, and the second Lashon that says that it has to come out Hechitz? Ika Ben Ha'ilu, the difference is, Ne'ekra b'hargasha, it came out b'hargasha, the yotze shelo b'hargasha. So I guess you started, I don't know how it works. You felt the beginning of it b'hargasha, but when it exited the body, there was no hargasha because that it didn't come out k'chitz. So you had a hargasha, but it didn't shoot out like an arrow. So if you had it, so according to the lishna, first lishna, since you felt it, that is metamic. On the second lishna, it is not metamic. Milta, and there's a lot to talk about, I guess, like from a medical standpoint, you have all these cases of artificial insemination and things like that. I think it comes back from, I think Dr. Abraham and Nishma's Adam talks about here also. He also talks about an interesting case. He talks about whether a doctor is supposed to tell a potential suitor that one of his patients has some sort of issue with the Zera. About, you know, that, you know, not being a family, that's not your case. Whether the doctor ha- what's the responsibility of the doctor? There's a similar truth from Ravaja. He has about, I remember Raza mentioning it once, about you know that a person who's taking a road test is an epileptic, but you don't have the seizures all the time. He passes road tests. So you mechuyev to tell the authorities that this guy's an epileptic. Ravaja says 100% you have to, because it's a danger. It's also the fashos for him and for everybody else. But what about over here? Also, maybe I think so. Dr. Abraham talks about this case. I didn't see it inside, so remember hearing about that. Okay, Tashma. So now, sorry, Milson, the Pshitli Shmuel. Right. But what if it's not diagnosed? Maybe it's not diagnosed, but the friend has seen it. I think the case was. It was undiagnosed by the doctors, or was undiagnosed by the authorities. And the right same case, and he went to get his driver's license, and the friend was supposed to tell him, "Yeah, I mean, epileptic can't drive. It's extremely dangerous. It's dangerous to himself as well." Note that the pshitli shmuel, the idea that was partially shmuel, maybe regarding the rabbi had a topic. The boy rabbi asked the case that we just had. Nek rabbi argasha b'yotzei shelo b'argasha ma'o. What's it in? If it came out, it started with the argasha, but when it exited the body, there was no hargasha. So Tashma, he brings an answer. Balkari Shetavel. So a Balkari goes to Mikra, as he's a Balkari. But he had to urinate before he went in. Below Hitil Mayim. He didn't go to urinate before he went to the Mikra. Lithashiyatil Mayim, so afterwards, right? So afterwards when he comes out, he goes to the bathroom. So still carry on him. So the carry that was left on him is coming off now. He's tummy. Because a little carry is now getting expelled by the urine. So therefore you see here that shichlas zeres metame, even if it goes lechutz without hargasha, as long as it had hargasha when it was nekar, when he felt it start. No, but this portion never left the body. It's only coming out because of the urine. So he had a feeling of urine, but he never feeling of the balkari coming out. The hargasha was
the origin of the whole thing. Was
that makes sense?
That's what I'm saying. He had hargasha in the beginning, but he didn't have the hargasha when it came out when it expelled from the body. So he's saying it's still tummy. So the Gemara answers your question. Shani Hassan, the Ruba of Hargasha, nothing. No, over there it's different because there most of the carry when it left originally came out with Hargasha. This little piece was left over and still considered Hargasha because when I'd say at 1 minute before Mikvah he had carry, then he went to mikvah without going to the bathroom. So what was left over comes out after the mikvah. Doesn't matter. The leftover is now nigrar after the original part where you had hargasha, so it's not a raya. I think that's what your answer.
He's
bringing
up the reef.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Lishna Achrina, the third sheet of Shmuel. Lishna Achrina, Amr Shmuel, Kol Shichas Zeres in Yerukh Chetz, Eina Mizares. Any Shichas Zeres that does not shoot out like an arrow is not sufficient, it's not powerful enough to be molied. It's not powerful enough to cause children. So he's Rihul Mazara. It just can't be Mazriya, Hatimuye Mitamiya. But nevertheless, it obviously can. So here, this last one is more encompassing. No matter what comes out, it's going to be Mitame. Shinemar, the Pasuk says by Makari, Ki Yebecha Isha Sher Lo. Yetar mikra laila. So the lashon of mikra, I feel carry ba'olam. Any type of carry that comes out according to this Ma'adam or Shmuel, whether it's yorik chetz or not yorik chetz only according to this Ma'adam or Shmuel, yorik chetz only application regards zriya. Sorry,
fertilization.
It doesn't apply regabe suma. Anything that's yotzei.
Can you say what before that it doesn't shoot forth that's the one of the symbols of zav?
Not
about carrying
to Zohar's
then?
Come on.
It doesn't shoot.
Yeah.
True. It's not about
carrying,
you say
that's
the
Zohar. Right. That's the
Zohar,
you're talking about
carrying
here. Carry. What?
More
mouth. Yeah, according to this mind number as well. According to this one. Okay. Bai Rava. Okay, now Gemara's going to bring, I think, three or four cases of Shadows of Rava. So let's file the cases. So, by Rava, Obe Kochavim, this guy was an Obe Kochavim who was in the midst of going to Mikvah to become a Ger. I think it turns out that's the case. So, Obe Kochavim Shahir, he had a Hirhur, and he felt the Shifa Zera move from its origins in the body, but it hasn't come out yet. Right? Viyara Vitovel. And then he goes into the Mikvah for Tfilah to become a Ger. So now, and after he comes up, I guess the Zera comes out. So, Mahu, what's. So Mahu. So what's the din? So what's the suffix? Im Timtei Lama Basar Akira Azlinon. If we go according to when the carry leaves first moves, so then what happens? So that if you go according to that, then right, because remember we had rubber suffix before. What happens if you had Hargash in the beginning and not at the end? So you go according to the Hargash in the beginning. So at the beginning over here, the Hargashu was when he was a guy. So im timtei lomer basar akiras linon, and therefore in this case it would be tahor because it would be the carry of a guy because it only came out after he was he had the Hargasha as a guy. So hani mi lechumra. Maybe we say we only go according to the Hargasha time with lechumra. Aval hachal did lekula, but over here there would be it end up being a kula lo aminan odim lo shnar. You say no, it doesn't make a difference. You always go according to the hagasha. So therefore, if you said it only applies to chumrah, then over here we go according to the itzia, which would make him tameh. Well, only according to the hagasha, he'd be tar because it happened when he's a guy. Teku, we have.
But he's still a Jew.
The tefillah works. The question is he immediately tameh upon coming out of the mikvah because the zera came out. So if you go according only to the hargasha part time, well, the hargasha time was when he was a guy, then there's no tamei zera came out of him. But if you go according to the yitzia, so the yitzia came out when he was Jewish, and he becomes tamei right away. So Vayi Rava, next case. Here, this is a case, okay, the din of someone who urinates, right? The meira glaim of a zava is an avatuma, from tamei adam and kalim. Okay, so now, what happens here? Vayi Rava. Zava, so if a woman who's a zava, she ne'ekru meimei regla. She feels she has to urinate, right? So ne'ekru meimei regla, but it didn't go. She didn't urinate yet. The yardo v'tavla. Then she goes to the mikvah before she urinates to be mitar herself from the ziva, and I guess afterwards, after she comes out of the mikvah, she urinates. So mahu is that? So basically, so she has it's the urine of a zava's matame. Is this considered urine of a zava or not? Imtim tzimla basar akira is lina. Maybe we say basar akira. So that means based when she felt it originally, it was zava urine. So therefore, she is there for what? Therefore, it's not that she is tame as a zava, but she becomes tame because she touched something that she came something that's tuma zav, right? Imtim tzimla basar akira is lina. So maybe we would say hani mili shichva zera delomatzis makitle. Maybe you only go according to the akira by shichva zera because that's not something you can really hold in. Urine you can hold in. Aval meimer gleha de mochi nokatla, so she can hold it in. Lo, maybe we don't go according to the kira because that doesn't do anything. You have to wait till it comes out, and when it came out, she was already at post. It was post mikvah. Odim olosh nami. There's no difference between shichvas zera to meimer gleha. And Shas Akira is what's Koveya the Zman. And since over here, at the time of the Akira, she was a Zava, that urine is Tame's urine, and she touched by it, she's Tame. So Teku, again, Teku. Next case. That was another, they don't ask that. That's another question. We learned that, your Gimel. It's bad for you. I don't think it's an Isser. I think they always said it was bad for you. Right. So Boi Rava. Next Shaila. So you have I'm assuming it's also a case of going to mikvah. So she's a goya, she's a zava, she has her flow, and she has to urinate. She holds it in, right? She's holding it in the yard of a tavla, and then she goes to mikvah. Okay, again, same shayla is mahu, and then she urinates afterwards. So, what's the story with this urine? Im timsei lomar de basar akira azlinan. Maybe go according to the kira, even though there's something you can hold in, but then still go according to the kira. Hani mili Yisraelis. Maybe that means only by Yisraelis the tameya de oraisa, that she has a chumah that she's tamei mid oraisa. But unless a chum zava the tamei de rabbanon, but the zava of a goy, she is only tamei de rabbanon. Lo, maybe the chumim warrant machmir to go according to her kira. They're only going according to her the yitzia, and if here the yitzia was when she was tahar, because it was post mikvah. Meaning the akira over here is only tumah derabanan. Odil malo shna. Maybe there's no difference. Maybe the chacham said that no matter what, the akira is kovas. So in this case, also the urine was kovas when she has a tumah derabanan. She goes to mikvah. She comes out. The urine comes out. She's touched by tumah derabanan. She would be tamei. So teku again, teku. Derabanan. He says here. He says avos chacham zava tumah derabanan. It says Tumah de Rabbanan.
What does it mean, though? The average non-Jews know their...
The Tumah just means she's having a blood flow. Not the 2 days, 1 day, 2 day, 3 day. She's bleeding.
Not mean that, it's the...
I think it just here means a flow. And she's not counting 7-11, 7-11. You're not going to know that. I wouldn't think so. I think it means that a woman who's bleeding.
Is it how they...
Mid de Rabbanan. Avot zechem zav to tamei and di derabanan. And Rashi here. So the truma is touched by the non-Jew who is bleeding. So you told her the truma. You can't burn it. You can't eat it. It's truma derabanan. Zav just means a flow. I don't think it applies by a Jew, by a non-Jew. I would assume so. Okay. The next Mishnah said by the Nida and the Zav and the Balkari, they don't need a shear. They're Matamim Bekoshen, any amount that comes out. Matamim Bekoshen. So Amar Shmuel says, no, Zav Tsarik Chatimas Piyama. In order for a Zav to be Makabal Tuma, that the shear of the Zav has to be enough to cover the whole of the Eber. At the top of the Eber, to cover the whole, that has to be in the size. Shneamar, the Pasuk says, oh, hichtim b'saro mizovo. So dafka mashma that it's enough to close up the hole. That's enough to be. That's what you need to be metame. But less than that, it's not. Umar asked from Shmuel, "Vanan tnan metame v'kol shehein." Any small minute amount, even smaller than that. So who the amar k'Rabbi Nasan? Shmuel holds like Rabbi Nasan. I guess who argues on a Mishnah. The sign of a brisa that says Rabbi Nasan omer mishum Rabbi Yishmael zav tzarech katimas piyama. It needs the shear of enough to close off the hole. Below, hold below. But the Chacham did not agree to him. So my time is Rabbi Shmuel. Why does Rabbi Shmuel need this larger shear? The Amar Kra, oh hechtim b'saro mizova. Like we said before, it has to be hechtim. It has to close up the basar. So in order to close the basar, that's the shear of the flow. The Rabbanon, so what do they need? What do they use? Now we go back and forth, brush of the psukim. So Rabbanon, hahumi b'ayilei. If they are not using this pasuk for the shear of the zov, so what do they use this pasuk for? Homi barile lach metame the eno metame yavish. Only if the flow is moist does it metame, but if the flow, I guess, is dry, or I guess it becomes dry and someone else touches it, then it's not going to be metame. Even if it comes out and then it dries up, it's not considered Matami. So where's Rabbi Shmuel learned that din from? Rabbi Shmuel, ahu mirar nafka. He learns that from the words of rar. The pasuk says, rar b'saro ezavo. So from the word rar, he learns that they're only moist. So what did the Rabbanan do with the word rar? Ahu l'minyanu hudasa. Rar is coming to count, for part of the count. The word ra, according to Chavim, is coming talking about the amount of times a man has to see ziva leaving his body in order to get the din of a zav. Because the pasuk says, v'zos, right, v'zos tia tumaso, v'zovo rar b'saro ezavo. Bizovo chaga, right? Bizovo is one. Rar bisaro tre. Rar makes it two times. Es zovo is three times. Li made al zav baal shalosh rios shechayed karban. So only time you have a karban, the zav have three rios. Now shechayed karban, and then but state two rios, you're not chayed a karban. The pasuk that continues, O hechtim bisaro mizovo tumasohi. So it's tame, nixa zovo tame. Over there it comes. If you have the Zov has two Rios, that comes to teach us that he's Matame Mishkav Moshav. Okay, so Rabbi Shmuel, where does he know this count, the difference between two or three? Because he doesn't use it for Rar, because Rar he went back to learn about the moist. So Rabbi Shmuel, Minyan de Minole, so Nakule me the Rabbi Simai, he learns that from the Drush Rabbi Simai, the sign Rabbi Simai Omer, Mana HaKasav Shtayim, the Kasav, the Torah writes two Zivos, because the Pasuk says, Ish Ki Zov Saro, Zavo Tamehu, that's two Zavs. Ukro Tameh, it's considered Tameh. And another place, the Torah says three times it's considered Tameh. And then Shalosh, right? Zosia Tumasov, Zov, Rabbi Soro, Zavo, Oichim Soro, Zavo Tumasahi. Ukro Tameh. So Haketzad, how you, it says three times a Tameh, two times a Tameh. So what's the difference? So he says, Shtayim Atuma, Shalosh, Lakarban. Two times gets you the din of Tuma, but three times gets you the din of Karban. The Gemara says, Ulaman Dinafka Le Tarvayu. According to the Chachamim, who learned both dinim about the three and the two from the pasuk of the Ror pasuk, right? So what do they do with the pasuk now of Zos Tia Tumaso B'Zovo, right? Ishi Yem B'Saro Mayavidle. What does he do with that? Like, what does that pasuk come to teach him? Well, Rabbi Shmuel learned that for the Minyana. What does the Chachamim learn that for? So Mibayile Achi Yetin B'Saro. No, they said Zov B'Saro. They learned that only until the only Tuma only comes into a count if the Zov leaves the Basar. But it's not if it stays inside. So the Gemara says, Zavo Tame Lamali. What does that mean? Limit al Zav Shehu Tame. That comes to teach that the Zav itself, the flow itself is Tame. I mean, not only is the person Tame, the Zav flows out of him, but the actual liquid that comes out is Tame. If someone touches that, they also become Tame. Okay. More about the Shir of Shifl Zera. Amar Rav Chani Loi, Mishum Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. Shifl Zera Leroe Bimashu. If you see the shifl zera coming out of you, that is a mashahu. But linogeya kadasha, in order to become tamei from touching shifl zera, it has to be the size of a lentil, of an adasha. Ah, v'hana matami mikol shen tanan. Doesn't our Mishnah say that's mikol shen, which is right? My lav linogeya. Aren't we talking about touching it? There's no lav lo leroa. I'm just talking about just if one who sees, who's expressing the zera, that's a kolshu. One who's touching the zera has, in order to become tamei, has to touch an adasha size of the zera. The one who experiences the flow, it's kolshu. And if someone else touches it, it's an adasha. So tashma, it's another question. Rav Chani Loi, the price that says chomer b'shichva zera mibsheretz. And the chomer b'sheretz b'shichva zera. Each one shichva zera and sheretz has a chomer over the other one. Chomer b'sheretz. A sheretz is more chomer in what aspect? Sheretz ain chaluka tumaso. There's no difference in ages between a sheretz. A sheretz is a sheretz is a sheretz. However, Masha ain came b'shichva zera. By shichva zera, you do have a case where the shichva zera is not mitane, and that is the case of a katan pachos mi tisha shanim v'yom echad. Right, the 9 years and one day. Below that, the shichva zera is not mitane. And chomer b'shichva zera, shichva zera mitame b'kol shehu. Masha ain came b'sheretz, you need a larger shear. So my lav unogeya, he's talking about the one who touches it. Lo leroya, the kol shehu is the person who's expressing the shichva zera. I have a haidumi the sheretz katani, but you're comparing it to a sheretz. The sheretz is talking about shears and adasha. So my sheretz b'negiya, right, the sheretz is talking about touching the sheretz. So my sheretz b'negiya, av shichva zera b'negiya, it says a kol shehu. Where it says, ama rav adam rava, Shum sheretz katani v'shum shichva zera katani. No, we're not talking about the actual touching. We're just talking about any concept of sheretz or the name of shichva zera. We're only talking about the name and not the touching. That can be also about the person who is expressing the shichva zera, and that's a kol shehu as opposed to a sheretz, no matter what, the sheretz has the concept of a dasha. So the Gemara says, Gemara now asks, the sheretz lo metame b'mashu? A sheretz is not metame b'mashu? Really? That's what you're saying? V'anantana, we have a mission in the first parak of Olos, ha'evarim, you have full limbs of a dead body, ein lahem shiur. They don't have a shear. A full limb doesn't need a minimum shear to be metame. But pachos mikazayis b'sar ha'meis, pachos mikazayis b'sar nevela, u'pachos mikadosha min ha'sheretz. If it's a full limb, even these smaller amounts are metamim. So you see a case of a sheretz, that's metamim mashuhu. Here it's pachos mikadosha by a sheretz. More answers simply, shani aver. That's different when it's a full limb. Shani aver, the kule b'makam adoshakai, that ilu chosat porter aver mika metamia. I'm talking about, there are two different measuring sticks. There's a measuring stick of the shear of the size, and there's a measuring stick of the aver. If it's a complete aver, you forget size, that takes over. If it's not complete aver, that's when you have the shear of adasha. Here we're talking about a full aver. So in any case, if you had an aver that was missing, Gemara says, that was missing a little bit, it's not going to be metame. So therefore, the full aver is mevatel, the concept of the adasha. Mevatel in lowercase. The concept is that an aver trumps. Okay. Now, the Bryce said before that chomer sheretz is more chomer. There's no chalukah by the tumah, but by shifra zera, some shifra zeras are not mitame. So shifra zera, the chalukah tumah so mahi. What's the case where shifra zera is not mitame? Ilema ben yisrael lenachrim. If you're going to say that the difference is that the shifra zera of yisrael is mitame and the shifra zera of the nachrim is not mitame, you can't say that, right? Hachanami ika. That's true of the halacha, but that can't be the chumra over the sheretz. Because there's certain shirats in that are also not metame. Hakanami ika achbar diyam. He's some sort of sea mouse, right? The achbar diyabasha, right? You have the achbar diyam, which is a sheret of the yam, which is not metame, and the achbar diyabasha, which is metame. So it can't be that the chiluk and the chumrah of the zera over sherets is talking about a different species, like goy, not Jew, non-Jew, diyam, and diyabasha. Rather, must be talking about one species. Ella being katan the gadol. Difference is between the katan and the gadol. By the shifra zera, we have a chiluk that a katan pachas matisha yishanim and is not metam bekari. And by the sheretz, there's no chiluk whether how big or small or how old or young the sheretz is. Even a sheretz that was hatched that day is considered a sheretz to be metame. Okay. Amar Rapapa kitanai. This din that Rav Chanilai says before, that Shifra Zera needs a shir kadosh latam b'maga, right? He says, Rav Chanilai makes the distinction between expressing carry and touching carry, and touching Zera, right? So, Amar Rav Papa kitanai, it's a machlokas tanai. We have a price that says, minayin l'rabas when a gave a Shifra Zera, how do you know someone who touches Shifra Zera is also becomes tamei? Tamed lomar o'ish, from the word o'ish, right? The pasuk says, o'ish shayiga b'chol sherta shayit malo. So the O'ish is extra, so come to teach it, even if you touch Shifra Zera. Upligi Tanai Ba'ama. We find kind of many places that there's a machlokas Tanayim about the Ika da'ami dun minei umina, the Ika da'ami dun minei ba'oki basrei. You have the concept of dun minei, you can learn from here, from the Parsha, and then dun minei umina, when you learn out from a Parsha, you learn it from its place, and you can only apply the rules of its place. That's dumine u mina. And ikadami dumine v'oki v'asri. You can learn something out. You can learn out from one parsha. And once you're learning it out, you can apply the rules back. You can apply the rules from where this din is talked about elsewhere. So what would happen here? So lamanda amar dumina u mina that you have to learn here. So ma sheretz b'negiya, af shifra zera b'negiya. So sheretz is b'negiya, shifra zera is b'negiya. You're learning it out from right here. You have a concept of negiya. U mina, and right, umina, you have to learn out the prati of din from here as well. So ma sheretz b'cha adasha, af shifra zera needs an adasha. It needs an adasha. It has to have that size. Uman da amar, in order to be mekame b'maga, it needs an adasha size. Uman da amar dumina b'oki basra, but according to my number says, you learn it from here, and then you can apply the rules from your original source, right? Ma sheretz b'negiya, af shifra zera b'negiya. So I learned that concept of negiya here, but oki basra, and I pull it back to the lachas of zera, ma shifra zera l'ro b'mashu, af no gei b'mashu. It can become the mashu. So you say the machlokas is whether or not you need a hadasha or a mashu to be metale b'negiya. That machlokas is whether or not you say dumina umina or dumina okibasra. If you say dumina umina, you have to leave it to what you have over here. What you have over here is chadasha. Okibasra, I bring it back to the shichlas era case, then I can, then it didn't even amashahu. So the Gemara is docha Rabbi Papa. Amalei Rav Huna Breda Rav Nosson Rav Papa. Mimai dimei o ishtu sheretz kamirabile. Dilma o ishtu sheretz mimeno shichlas era kamirabile. Udu kul alma domina umina. How do you know we're learning that from this pasuk? Right, from this pasuk of Oish, which is come to teach me zich shifa zera, then I could say I'm learning out shifa zera from the sheretz, and I have the whole shaila whether domino mino domino oki basre. Dilma, maybe I learn out from the pasuk of Oish asher teitz mi mena shifa zera, right, which is by Achilas Kachim Karmar Bilei. That's where you learn out the concept that shifa zera is metame if you touched it, and the kuli alma domino mino, and everyone's going to say domino mino, meaning everyone's going to say from this parsha, because this pasuk itself is you only can possibly say domina ba'oki basrei if you're learning out halacha A from halacha B. But here the halacha B is halacha A, talking about shifa zera. What does it say here? It talks about it doesn't give you a smaller shear. It doesn't give you a bigger shear. It gives you the regular. There's no other halacha that's talked about here. So you only can apply the rules over here, and the rules over here that is b'mashu because it's called a carry. You can't. There's nowhere else to pull it.
Why don't you take it from me then? It's an internal source. Why from sheretz? Take from me is b'mashu. There's no
shiur in the nida. No, we're not. The halacha here first. Before we get to the mashu, we have to learn out that somebody who touches the flow comes tummy.
Right. Same as the dam nida. Dam nida same thing.
We know about the Zog. We don't know about the Valkyrie. We have learned from Sharon.
This is
closer to it,
isn't it? No.
Right.
This is an external source.
I don't know. Maybe they don't have a pasuk over there that's extra to make the drasha. Okay, so Gemara continues. Shalino Latane. The Bnei Yeshiva asked the Chachamim, the learned Tosafos, to which pasuk do we learn this din from? So Igatanik Rav Papa, the Igatanik Rav Huna Breda Rav Nosson. Some said like Rav Papa, some said Rav Nosson. Where we learned the concept of Shifa Zera is Metanu Maga. Some say we learned it out from Rav Papa, which is by the Sheretz, and some people learned that by the case of the Achilas Kachim. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day.